Right now, 719, Triple Team Traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, the drive has been a decent one so far on I-15. Haven't watched any significant delays, although it is building up fairly quickly on northbound 15 in Sandy, especially just before the 106 South exit. But again, this isn't because of a crash. It's just the normal morning slowdowns. It is getting worse on Bangor Highway. At least a mile of backups approaching I-15 coming from the river bottoms as you go from Bluffdale over to I-15 and 56th West. Several slow spots northbound through Kearns and West Valley. Holly?
You're in great shape in Utah County this morning. I-15 northbound has good movement, Spanish Fork up to Thanksgiving Point. Looking at your city streets, Pioneer Crossing both east and westbound has great speeds, and University Parkway is at normal pace, Provo up to Orem. Eric?
Couple of slow patches developing southbound I-15 through Davis County right now. One is at the Kaysville exit. You'll get back to the speed pretty quick before you get to Lagoon. And then we have another spot of brake tapping. That's right, the Rose Park area. That's kind of getting to be a standard thing these days. Right now, the rest of the drive looking good in Davis and Weber counties. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.